Astrology is only partly about the stars, says longtime practitioner Rio Oleski. The rest is much closer to us.
Studying astrology is just an excuse for working to develop the human consciousness. When we understand astrology in a dynamic way, we realize that each of the 12 signs of the zodiac represent different ways of perceiving and relating to life. Each contributes something very important to the human experience.
But the study of astrology, which Oleski readily acknowledges is more art than science, is not an end in itself.
For myself, studying astrology was just a tool on the journey of life. And for me, the journey of life is primarily spiritual. In other words, I really do believe we're here to expand our consciousness and understand that we are all manifestations of divine creation.
Through his own decades of study, Oleski realized he had assimilated a collection of lessons and insights that he wanted to share. 10 years later, that effort culminated in the publication of his book, A Manual for the Modern Mystic.
I define a mystic as anyone who is seeking truth, seeking often transcendent truth, or at least an understanding of what is the nature of life and who are we and what are we doing here. Anybody can be a mystic. We don't have to be ascetic or live in an ashram or monastery. We just have to have an open mind and curiosity about what's really going on, as opposed to believing what we're told is going on, and seek to live our life more at that big picture transcendent level.
But is it really possible to write a how-to book for that?
When I sent it to the publisher, the first feedback I got was, oh no, you have to change the title. This isn't really a manual, because I guess in his mind, the manual had point one this, point two. So first I was all freaked out. I thought, no, it is a manual. It is very much of a how-to book in the sense of how to, in a contemporary lifestyle, expand our consciousness.
Not surprisingly, Oleski drew on his astrological background in organizing the book's contents.
After 45 years of studying astrology, I realized that each of the signs of the zodiac represent not only an archetype that can be behaviorally expressed or psychologically identified, but they also do represent laws that, when extrapolated to the biggest picture of all, can actually give us a much greater understanding of the intelligence of the universe. The book is constructed of 13 chapters. The first 12 delineate what I call universal laws. And if we understand these laws, if we work with these laws, we have a greater opportunity and probability of creating a more desirable sense of self and a more desirable life. And I also include in each chapter what happens if we don't follow each of those laws.
That's critical, Oleski concludes, because while astrological influences can shape an individual's nature, free will decision-making is what ultimately determines one's life history. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.